In an age where no mode of campaign transport can outrun the flow of news, inviting a dozen reporters on what amounted to a multi-day press conference might at a minimum seem a hassle. But if Pete Buttigieg showed any sign of strain as his bus rolled out of Manchester Friday, it wasn't because of his microphone-wielding travel companions. It was because a pair of socks he'd planned to give his mother had gone missing.
Does anybody know where my Frida Kahlo socks got to that I bought at that shop?
No.
I got them from my mom.
Buttigieg's manner, mild, solicitous, and somehow both open and opaque, never wavered as he settled in for question after question.
Can I get your reaction to Michael Bloomberg potentially jumping into the presidential race?
Welcome to the race.
Other candidates have put out very specific proposals of what a wealth tax should look like. I mean, do you even support a wealth tax, and what kind of percentages are we talking about?
So it's not the first place that I would look to fund our priorities, but I wouldn't take it off the table.
On it went. Quotes were gathered, tweets were tweeted, and trays of mostly untouched fried food eventually gave way to tubs of hot chocolate. At intervals, reporters were ushered off the bus so Buttigieg could take the stage before crowds of voters that grew as the day went on. At each stop, Buttigieg asked his audience to envision what it will be like when Donald Trump isn't president, but the nation remains divided.
Think about everything we are about to go through as a country. And on that day, it will be a tender moment for a country very much needing to be brought together and unified.
Back on the bus, it was back to questions.
Do you think that we get rid of Trump, we get a president that's more committed to world order and that all kind of falls away? Or how do you think about
it? Whose academic credentials, Harvard, Rhodes Scholar, are selling point, fielding questions about ethno-nationalism, regional economies, how will Buttigieg appeal to non-white voters, and what does he think about whiteness itself, what's he reading? These are all opportunities for seminar-style discourse.
Chasten gave me a little volume of Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, on the shortness of life. There's a lot going on in there. He's talking about how life is plenty long enough if you know how to live it, how you spend your time. It's very quotable, too. There's a bit on how you kind of store up your attention, especially if you've been involved in public life.
But all day long, the conversations return to the question that so far defined the Democratic primary. Will voters back Democrats if they push for Medicare for all, as Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want, or should the party back retaining the private insurance market with a public option for Medicare, as Joe Biden and Buttigieg would?
If there's a way to deliver health care that every American can access and afford for $1.5 trillion and allowing people to choose, why would it be so important to do it for $20 or $30 trillion and not allow people to choose? And I think there are a lot of issues where it's going to be really tough to rally the American people around those approaches. And it's not, to me, it's not just a political question of how to win an election. It's a governing question. The president's actually got to hold together an American majority to get these things done.
By day's end, Buttigieg had spoken for hours, taken every question and scattered seeds for what in theory could be dozens of potential news stories. According to his campaign, a similar bus tour with reporters in Iowa earlier this fall boosted Buttigieg's news coverage there, but on this day, the news, such as it was mostly the trip itself. To hear Buttigieg tell it, spending time with reporters hones his answers, which is predictable enough. He says it also helps him keep his bearings as he navigates the sometimes dizzying realities that modern candidates must.
It's important, I think, to kind of oscillate between the dialogue with the worlds mediated by the media and the dialogue you have with voters face-to-face. And what we're doing, of course, is we're having an awful lot of both of those things. And so you see some range.
And plenty of leftover bus food. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.